a forehead that curved like a skull. It should have been comical, like the masks that crusty lot wear when they're railing against the multinationals. But I was scared. When he pulled up at the gate of the Mabry estate, we watched him from the security box. We had all his emails printed out, months of them, begging, pleading, promising. I was fully expecting a Hummer, blacked out windows and all that. He was famous on the internet, wasn't he? So, the Ford car, with a rash of bugs across its bonnet, was the last thing we imagined he'd drive. Tomo rang my phone. I answered and left the line open, slipped it in my pocket. Tomo put his on speaker. We'd practiced this. The code line was, "Did you try the farm shop on your way here?" Not very original, but it would take the lads less than a minute to get from the security box to the gate if I said it. Wait till he gets close, I thought, wondering if I could go through with all this. If the other chaps hadn't been nearby on guard, then I don't know what would have happened. Maybe I would have bottled it, bowed out. He had warned me he was going to wear the mask. When I searched online for him, I read all about it, sort of understood why he wore it. Yet, when he stepped out of that car,